Phoenix FM.
Now, I've bored Laura Cook to death this morning, talking about my eBay problems and my wig, which she very kindly nodded and so on. That's very interesting. But her eyes were glazed. I'm joined by client liaison manager Laura. It's lovely to see you from the beaches in Brentwood.
It's lovely to see you too.
And without Summer.
I know, without my little Summer. She's not well at the moment. So if you're listening, Summer, get well soon and hurry back to work.
Yeah. What do you see you coming with a really nice suntan? Because she always looks glowing.
She does. Yes. Yeah. So actually, I feel a bit better today because I have actually been on holiday and I don't look like I have. So if Summer was here, I'd look even paler. So.
Where did you get to go?
I went to Skiathos to visit family.
Yes, you're polycolour. Squeak.
Is it?
Well, that was wasted.
Calimera.
Calimera.
There you go.
Yeah, Calimera. Now, the beaches. Before we talk about the events, for people who might not know about the beaches and Signature Care Homes.
So we are a care and nursing home. We help residents over the age of 65, all the way through to... Our eldest resident is 102, and we help them with assisted living. We give them care and nursing as and when they need it, and it's just really making sure they've got their independence and they can keep their dignity at all times. And then we throw them little events and make sure they're also having a lot of fun in their later years. So,
and this will not be like any care homes that probably most of you have been to.
We've got loads of different facilities at the beaches, so we've got a coffee shop, cinema room, got a hair salon, loads and loads of activities that are on, two restaurants, beautiful garden. We have our dementia suite as well, which has its own sort of sensory garden as well. So there really is something for everybody there.
And also the apartments, there's all different sizes of apartments, very high ceilings.
Yes.
You can actually walk around and swing a cat. I don't think you're allowed pets.
You are, actually.
Don't swing
within
a cat,
reason.
It's wrong.
Within reason. Yeah. We do have a cat and a couple of little dogs. Yeah. And actually now a few budgies. But within reason.
Nice.
Nothing too big. Yeah. And what we want to do is we want to improve the quality of life that they've currently got. So it may even be that maybe they've lost a loved one and they're on their own in a, you know, rattling around in a large house or something, not much company, too many rooms for themselves, and they just want a little bit of life back. And it also gives their family peace of mind. And at the moment we've got 103 residents in the beaches. We are full at the moment, and it's lovely seeing them all chatting in the cafe and going out on the day trips and joining in with our events. It is a wonderful place to be and a wonderful place to work.
When you came in before, you've got a really nice little booklet which you have printed up, which is the summer and winter events. Now, you have had Bollywood already.
We've had quite a few now.
And the Calypso.
Yes, we had our Calypso last Friday, a Calypso carnival, which was absolutely fabulous. Loads of colour, loads of different music. We had believe it or not, we had a barbecue on the Friday, about until 4 o'clock when the heavens opened, but we just finished, so it was perfect timing. And we still had our residents sitting outside in the sunshine, eating beautiful food and just loads of different flavours and colours, and it was just a lovely, lovely day.
And is that included in the, it's just included?
Absolutely.
As being, so you don't have to get tickets, and you can say to your family, do you want
the family and friends can come along as well. So it's an open invitation for everyone. All of our events are, we just sort of invite everyone in. If you're thinking about maybe mum, dad, grandma, granddad needs to be in a home at some point in the future, and you just want to come in very informally and just see what it's like, so you don't need to book in and have an appointment with me or anything like that. If you want to come to one of the events, you just turn up, sign in at reception. I'll probably come and say hello anyway, and then just enjoy the atmosphere. And then that way you've been in, you've seen what an event is like, and you can take that experience away from you and hopefully feel a bit more reassured that actually we're not a typical care home, and we are something a bit more special.
I like the sound of that. I would have come along, but I did actually have a gig, otherwise I'd have been there eating everything on the barbecue. So the next one, you've got the Beaches 5th anniversary birthday bonanza.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes. And I managed to get it wrong twice. There we go.
Yes, so we are 5 next week. So on the 5th of September, which is next Wednesday, we're going to hold a big birthday bash. We've got lots of different activities going on. The staff will be dressing up. I don't know how many of us, but I'm certainly already got my outfit. And what we're going to do is, we are 5 years old on Wednesday, but the plan is to take the residents back to their childhoods. So We're aiming for a 1930s theme, and there'll be different activities around the home which relate back to their childhoods. We're going to have a vintage tea party with some traditional old favourites that they had when they were younger, and then there'll just be plenty of music, and just again just celebrating the fact that we've been there 5 years, and we want to thank our residents for staying with us, you know, past and present, and make sure that they can enjoy the party too. And of course there will be bubbles on arrival as per usual.
It starts at 10:30 in the morning, just when I'm going on air.
But it goes on all day, so you must come after.
Where's the champagne? Now, you've also got Ghouls, Ghosts and Halloween. That's the next one that's coming up.
We have. So that will be in October. We are, unfortunately, getting closer to Christmas, which I'm trying not to think about. But we do have Halloween coming up as well. So we've got a nice murder mystery theme going on there. The home will be decorated almost a bit like a giant house for trick-or-treating, I suppose, is the sort of thing we're going to go for. And then again, food, refreshments, and then murder mystery theme, talks on, you know, all things Halloween-y.
Make a memory weekend's coming up in October as well.
Yes, indeed. So what we tend to do every year is we invite all of the friends and families into the beaches over a couple of days. For us, it's going to be Friday 26th and Saturday 27th of October. Again, it's like an all-day event, so 10:30 till 4 o'clock, and there'll just be lots of opportunities to make memories with your loved ones. So this is really focused around the families, but it's also for people who want to come in and see that family support that they get and everything like that. So we'll have a photographer for the weekend, and then we'll be doing special prints and things like that. So it's just, if you need an excuse to come in with the whole family, I'd say whole, not 80 of you, but if you need an excuse to maybe have 8 to 10 people in just for the one resident, make a memory weekend is perfect. Again, we'll be providing refreshments, and it's just a nice atmosphere. And it's also really encouraging to see all of the families together talking about their experiences and getting to know each other, because then the residents benefit not only from seeing their own families, but they've become friendly with other families as well. So if their loved ones can't make it in on a weekend, they'll still have a friendly face from somebody else's family. So. Yeah.
And then we've got Fun and Forks, and then you're, as you said, getting into Christmas with the Christmas Fate.
Can you believe? I don't really want to think about it, but Fun and Forks will be, like I say, a little bit of fun. It's just an afternoon thing for our residents. There'll be a ghoulish talk on the legend that is Guy Fawkes, by a lovely chap called Tony Harris, who is like the fountain of all knowledge. So we'll be getting into the real history of it, as well as sort of doing the traditional things, and again refreshments.
And then you've got the Beaches Christmas Fete, which is on Friday the 7th of December.
So what we're doing is we're going to have lots of different stalls in the beaches for like a Christmas fete. We're inviting some local charities as well to do, you know, so they can do a bit of networking and they can speak to our residents. So lots of different things to buy. So for our residents, if they can't get out into town for any shopping, we do take them into town for shopping trips, but if they don't want to do that, then we're going to almost bring the stalls to them and they can get a few bits for their Christmas presents. And again, there'll be mince pies, mulled wine, Christmas music. We're thinking about getting maybe a choir of some sort, and just decorations galore. I'm a big child when it comes to Christmas, and I can't wait. So if I get my way, the home will look like winter wonderland.
From when does it? When does Christmas start in your house? Is it from sort of the 1st of December?
My personal house.
Is it November?
Well, no. Traditionally, the first weekend in December. Yeah. But,